Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Tell us what's going on in Israel, especially in respect of the virus.
Well, let's first take a look at the latest stats coming in today. At the moment, Israel has 5,591 people infected with the virus. Now, people tend to get alarmed at the numbers, but I just want to reiterate that these are, we're rolling out a high volume of tests, and we really want to escalate the amount of tests that we roll out. And, of course, the numbers are going to go up. And the numbers that are of the greatest concern to us, and they are still relatively low, are the numbers of fatalities and severe infections. Sure. So severe infections, we are at about 97. And sadly, today we lost two more people to the virus, which brings a total of fatalities to 23. Now, yesterday, the Minister of Defense, Naftali Bennett, he announced his plans or his ideas of how he sees the economy starting to recover. And speaking of recovery, we've had at least 226, also a phenomenal jump in the amount of people who have recovered from the virus. So Naftali Bennett, along with the National Security Advisor, they gave out their ideas of how Israel could possibly start to return to some kind of normality, or at least start lifting restrictions, and they're aiming for the end of Pesach. So he says that what he would do is it would start with younger people, and he would keep older people for the moment still isolated. And he says anyone who has a sore throat or a fever would go to their family doctor, who would refer them for a corona test. Those that would be found to be positive go to hotel recovery centers, and their relatives, friends, colleagues are immediately checked. And if a cluster is found, like in an office building or a neighborhood, that would be closed off immediately for a few days while everybody is checked. And then anybody who's a carrier or sick would be sent to isolation. He says after a few days, they would reopen the area, and that way they can maintain a low level spread until either a medicine is found or most people recover. And will have immunity. And he says, you know, it's not very pleasant, but it's not terrible, and it's not a full closure of Israel. And I think, you know, where we're seeing areas of great concern, ultra-Orthodox areas like B'nai Brak, where we have a lot of controversy at the moment, areas like Jerusalem. Jerusalem's the highest, has the highest infection rate. This would probably be a good thing. He says also now, because we are so technically advanced, we can track, we can keep a track of the amount of people who are infected. And he said, you know, that even though the spread is continuing, the scope of severe cases and fatalities is one of the lowest in the world. So he believes that in accordance with this, the defense and the security establishment should take over the handling of the corona crisis. And that's largely due to the capability of defense and security to respond with the immediate effect to a crisis. And, you know, if you look at his plan, to me, it looks extremely logical. But as we said yesterday, his major concern is the amount of people now unemployed. Employed. One in four Israelis at the moment are unemployed or put on what we call chalat, which is unpaid leave. And it's, of course, a worry for people. And along with this comes a deterioration in mental health. And we're very, very worried about possible suicide rates going up. Yesterday, one of our corona patients in moderate condition but still hospitalized tried to jump, or he jumped from the third floor of a hospital in Ashkelon, and he is now in critical condition.
Wow, Rolene, that's one hell of a story. That really is awful. But on the positive side, I mean, the fact that you're already talking as a nation about coming out of it, Rolene, that must be remarkable for one's sense of normality, because we're just so far away from that.
You know, and I think it's it, and I think if we can do this and get it right, it could be an example for the rest of the world. Yesterday, Israel was voted by one of the COVID measuring sites to be the safest place in the world with regards to the COVID virus. And this is a result of how quickly the government and all its relevant ministries, finance, health, defense, etc., responded at the outset to knowing that the virus is spreading. It's been taken very, very, very seriously from the get-go. I think if you spoke to me almost a month ago, you know, we still said, is Israel suffering from paranoia? You know, we're out of our minds with these restrictions. But in hindsight, in retrospect, this was the smartest way to deal with that. And of course, one of the challenges we have now is dealing with the ultra-Orthodox. And it's not all members of the ultra-Orthodox community, but, you know, we had an issue earlier today where a shul, a synagogue in Bnei Brak, had to be closed and people were fined, arrested and fined because they were in contravention of the social distancing laws. But also one of the problems with these type of communities is the lack of access to technology and therefore lack of access to the information that is being shared. So, you know, we're trying to find as many platforms, mechanisms as possible to communicate just how severe this is. And I know that there are rabbis in these communities saying to their members, to their congregants, you know, when we talk about social distancing, you need to keep in line with the law.
Okay. Well, of course one does. Let's move on to updates in respect of government. What is happening or isn't happening?
Well, we still don't have a unity government yet, and the person being criticized for this is Prime Minister Netanyahu. One of the theories that many of us are banding around because he's stalling is that he wants to push it out to the 28-day mark and then he would take over the mandate. You know, as you and I said yesterday, the man is the master strategist, and when you want to play with him, you better have your ducks in a row. But Kahol v'Levan not wanting to be caught unawares have said, you know, we're going to take the justice ministry and we're going to push for legislation that because you are facing indictment, you won't be able to serve as prime minister. So whether or not that has woken up the Teflon Bibi, we've yet to see. But at the moment, an absolute chess game going on to try and make sure that these talks are not stalled anymore.
And then I think we're actually going to get a little bit of time to talk about dress commissions today.
Well, isn't it incredible? Yesterday I had the absolute pleasure of interviewing Captain Ofer Aloni. He flew one of the planes that rescued Israelis from Peru, and it was just astounding hearing from him. But, you know, it's a part of the Israeli ethos that, you know, we don't leave our brothers and sisters behind, whether it's on the battlefield or in a time of crisis. And we've dispatched flights to...
I think, Rolene, you won't believe it.